Ches Kislev, Rabbi Ephraim Landau, the mitzvah of dinim for Bnei Noach. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Borden, Lechoy for Hanisuyim, Shel Rafael Landau, and Sari Borden.
This week's Sefer is Parshas Vayishlach. Perek Lamed Aleph starts up as follows. Vateitze Dino, Vasleo, Asher Yom Do LeYaakov, Birois B'Gurso Oretz. Dina, Leah's daughter, went out. She wanted to see and to socialize with other girls her age. But then Shechem ben Hamorah spotted her, he caught sight of her, and he kidnapped her because he wanted to force her into marriage with him, Baal Kolcho. As soon as her brothers, the Bnei Yaakov, find out about this, they get very infuriated and they set up a plan to free her from captivity. And that plan went as follows. They actually managed to trick all the Bnei Shechem into believing that if only they would perform, they would be ready to perform this mila upon themselves, that would pave the way for intermarriage between the family of Yaakov and the Bnei Shechem. So said, so done. They were ready to accept this condition. On the third day after the bris mila, I shouldn't really call it a bris mila, because a bris is a bris beini ubeinechem. Whenever there's a bris in the Torah, it's ois beini ubeinechem. This wasn't a bris beini ubeinechem. This was just a one-sided act from the Bnei Shechem. So we should really call it by the English term, a medical circumcision. This is what it was. In any event, when the pain is at its peak, some authorities say that the third day doesn't have any yichus mitzad atzma, it's an accumulation of 3 days of pain. All of a sudden, Shimon and Levi, the two stronger brothers of all the Bnei Yaakov, they appear at the gates of Shechem. They both have a sword in their hands. They go from house to house, from tent to tent, from door to door, from family to family, and they kill all the male members of each family. So basically the whole male population of Shechem was wiped out. And here the Ramban raises a serious question. Even though Shimon and Levi, according to the Medrash, were still at a quite young age, they were tremendous tzaddikim already at that age. They would never do something which is totally against halacha. It would seem to us as if they didn't even contemplate of going about rescuing their sister in a different manner, in a different way. They just went straight to the point to kill all the Bnei Shechem. What was their heter al pi halacha to do so? So the Ramban quotes a Ramban, Perik Tes, Melchus Melachim, Halacha Yudalet, who already dealt with this issue. We know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, it's a Tosefta Avodah Zarah, Sheva Tono Rabbonon, Sheva Mitzvos Nitzavu Bnei Noach. The Bnei Noach have seven commandments. And the first of those seven commandments is Dina. Further, there is Birkas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Ha'Aroyis, V'Chasdo, Gezel, Re'evim, Min HaChai. The first in this list is Dina. So what is Dina all about? So the Rambam goes on to quote the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'Keitzad Hein Mitzuvin Ala Dina. Chayovim Lehoishiv Dayonim V'Shoiftim. The Bnei Noach, they have to establish courts, and they have to appoint judges, B'chol Plach U'Plach, in every single location, Lodun V'Sheish Mitzvahs. They have to enforce the other six commandments. Ulehazir esrom, they have to warn the people about them. Uben noyach she'over alachas misheva mitzvah seilu, any ben noyach who transgresses one of these sheva mitzvahs, yehorek b'sayev, achas dino lehomis, behariga, by sword. Then Rambam explains what is the implication lemaisa of dinim. How is it going over on dinim? Keitzad. If one ben noyach sees another ben noyach who was over on one of the six mitzvahs, veloy donoy, he did not judge him, veharogoy, he did not kill him, harizel yehorig desayev, then the person who saw this and did not react the way he should, he himself is mechuyev misa because he was over on dinim. Umitnezer, says the Rambam, nischayvu kol baal ishchem hariga, all the baal ishchem were mechuyev bahariga sharishchem goza. Shechem himself, who kidnapped Leah, who kidnapped Dina, he was over on Gezer. To kidnap, the Gemara says there's no difference between Gezer Momain or Gezer Nefoshes. Veheim Ro, they all saw. And the ones who didn't see, the Yodu, at least they knew about it. There's no doubt it was the talk of the day in Shechem. Veloidonuhu, They did not judge him. They didn't do anything about it. So therefore, all the Bnei Shechem were mechuyev bahariga. So why the male members of the families, the Rambam says, Isha lo yitodun lehem. In the same way as by Klal Yisrael, in the Yiddish halacha, a Isha cannot be a dayan. The Gemara learns from a pasuk that for the Bnei Noyach, a Isha can also not be a dayan. So at least they were not over on dinim, just the male population. So the Kitzur, the Rambam says the heter, and it's not just a heter of Pialoch, it's really a mitzvah for the Bnei Yaakov to go and kill the Bnei Shechem was in order to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Dinim. Since the Goyim themselves didn't do it, so the mitzvah went over to the Bnei Yaakov to kill them. Ramban is not so happy with this explanation. The Ramban says, if this was such a clear case of Dinim, and therefore it was really, it should have been considered as a mitzvah, so why did Yaakov not jump on this opportunity to be Mekayim in his mitzvah? You know, the Mechanchim say nowadays that the best chinuch is by giving your personal example. Yaakov Avinu, Amud HaTorah, or Emes, why didn't he jump on this opportunity to be Mekayim in his mitzvah, to kill the Bnei Shechem? So the Ramban says, maybe you'll tell me that Yaakov Avinu was scared of the reaction of the people, who was scared for his family, but then at least, why did he tell off his children, since they were not scared? And it is considered as a mitzvah, the Rambam says. So if they weren't scared to be Mekayim their mitzvah, why did he give them such a telling off? More than that, Yaakov Avinu did not forget about this dramatic chapter until his last day. Because just before departing this world, Yaakov Avinu gathered all his children to give them a bracha, and he included in the bracha for Shimon and Levi a nice portion of Musa about this parasha with Habib Yishrem. Klei chomos mechirei seyem. I think there would have been a vater on this part of the bracha, if we can say so. Als v'nevuah v'nashemayim, again, agrisa to'yeles, but Yaakov Avinu did not forget about him. He had tainus against them. So the Ramban is not ready to accept this explanation of the Rambam. It couldn't have been considered as a mitzvah. So the Ramban builds up his... He starts offering his own explanation and he starts building up his shita. So the Ramban says as follows. If we would want to know any reasons why, if we want to look for reasons why the Bnei Shechem were mechuyovim misa, not why they actually had to be killed, the misa, but why they were mechuyov misa, then we don't need to look very far. Ramban says, the Torah tells us umpteen times at various occasions that all the Bnei Knan in those generations, they were idol worshippers. They were roitzchim. Gamaz b'neim solfu ba'esh. Can't even fathom such a thing. They used to throw their own children into fire. They were megale aroyes. The Torah tells us a few times in the parashas of Devarim that b'glal ha'toyevus ha'ele inenim ha'risho miponecho, because of all these toyevus. All the aveiros hachamuros, that is enough of a reason to be considered a mechuyev misa. But nevertheless, says the Ramban, lo yehoya dovor ze mutal aleihem. It was not up to them to do this. The Ramban doesn't elaborate in this nekuda why was it not up to them to do this, since they were mechuyev misa. But it looks to me as if the shita of the Ramban is that since Yaakov and his children were not appointed dayanim, they weren't judges, therefore it was not mutal aleihem. The Rambam, on the other hand, as we saw, the Rambam says that all the Bnei Shechem, they should have been the judges, and they should have killed Shechem, which they didn't do. So this is...
Bnei Shechem should kill Bnei Shechem, was it?
The Bnei Shechem, the townspeople of Shechem, they should have killed Shechem ben Hamor, because Shechem was over on Gezer. He kidnapped Dina. So they... I'm sure not all the townspeople were judges, but still the Rambam says that each individual in Shechem should have been considered as a dayan, as a judge, in order to be mekayim that mitzvah of dinim, which they didn't do, and therefore they were mechuyev behariga. Furthermore, the Ramban says that although he is masking to the Ramban that an integral part of the mitzvah of dinim is to appoint dayanim, judges, it is not just to set up a judicial system, but it is more than that. It is to observe a system of civil law. The Ramban says as follows: Valdati hadinim shemonu lebnei noyach b'sheva mitzvah shelohem einom lehoishiv dayonim b'chol plach uplach bilvad. The way the Rambam tells us, avol tzivo oisom. The Torah commands every single individual of the Bnei Noach b'dine gneiva v'oinoe v'oishek schal sochir dine ashoimrim oines mefate ovois nezikin choyvel b'chaveiro dine malve v'loi v'dine mekach u'memkar v'kaviyoitzevoi ki inyan adinim shenitzchavu Yisrael. I think the Ramban basically includes the whole of Parashas Mishpatim into this dinim, into this civil law which the Bnei Noach are also mechuyev to keep, to and to observe. ונהרג עליהם עם גונף ואושק או אונס ופיתו ביתו של חברו יושעיד לגודישוי וחובה בו וכיו יצבוי. Since we have a clown that by the Bnei Noach there is no תשלומים אז הרוסון זוי מסוסון. As soon as they transgress they are מחויב בהריגה. ומכלל המצווה הזוי שישיבו דיונים גם בכל עיר ועיר כישראל. Why it is true that you have a mitzvah to appoint judges as the Rambam says, but and here comes the main hasoga of the Ramban against the shit of the Ramban. אם לא יעשו כן, if they did not do this, אין להרוגם. You can't kill them for refraining, for appointing judges, or even if they are judges, for not having judged the people in a case where they had to. Why? שזו מצפס עשי בוהם. This is a positive commandment. ולא יאמרו אלו אזהרוסון זוהי מסוסו. אז I'll say, an אזהורה, ולא תיקורי אזהורו אלו המניע בלב. A negative prohibition, that is an אזהורה. וכן דרך הגמורה בסנהדרין. The Ramban claims that he found a mefurish gemorah in Sanhedrin, and the Ramban is referring to the gemorah in Daf Nun Ches Omed Beis. The gemorah says, "Ve'omar Ish Lakish, oyved kechovim sheshavas chayiv misa." A goy who makes his own Shabbos is chayiv misa. Shenema chazal edekabola v'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. Ve'omar Mar, azhora shelohen zui misosu. Omar Avina afile sheini b'Shabbos. It's not just that they keep our Shabbos. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it's all the same. Why isn't this included together with the other Zayim mitzvahs that the goy has to keep to? So the Gemara, ki kachoshiv sheva al taase. The sheva mitzvahs are all sheva al taase. Kum vasei loy kachoshiv. Shabbos is not a sheva al taase. Shabbos is considered the kum vasei. The Torah doesn't tell you don't make Shabbos. What does don't make Shabbos mean to say? Come out of bed, get out of your couch and work, do something. That is kum vasei. That is the essence of this is for the goy not to keep Shabbos. It's not the refraining from doing. The Torah tells us, come and do. That is considered as a kum v'asei. Reidi Gemara, v'hodinim, kum v'asei hu. Dinim is also kum v'asei. V'kochoshiv, that is listed, that is counted. It is the first of all the Sheva Mitzvahs. That is the Sefta counted in Daf Nun Vav. Reidi Gemara, dinim, kum v'asei v'sheval ta'asei nino. Dinim has both. It is a kum v'asei and it is a sheval ta'asei. So Rashi explains, what is the kum v'asei? Kum v'asei mishpat. You should judge. That is the Rambam. But then there is a lois ta'ase, al ta'ase of it. So Rashi explains, afile einu mitzvah v'lasus mishpat. Even if it weren't for the mitzvah, the kum v'asei, to appoint judges and to actually judge the people, u'yoshivu botel, muzar hu sheloi lasus ovel. Every individual has a mitzvah, has a commandment not to do any avle, not to pervert justice. So, I think that the Ramban definitely goes with this Mahalach of Rashi, and the Ramban explains that the loisa said that the Gemara is referring to is the civil law. Because this is what the Ramban said. Tzivo isum bedini gneiva. If somebody, we're not talking about gneiva, because gneiva is gezel. We're talking about all the byproducts of gneiva. Oinoe, oishek schal sochir, somebody doesn't pay off his debts, whatever it is. That is the loisase oven. So therefore, we have two halakim in this mitzvah. We have the mitzvah sase, and we have the mitzvah loisase. Now, the Ramban understands that the Gemara comes to say that the chiyuv harige is only as horosan zui misosan, the chiyuv misa is only if somebody is over on the sheval tase. If somebody will refrain from being mekayim, the kum v'asei, there is no chiyuv misa. That's pshat in Gemara according to the Ramban. So therefore, the Ramban says, I don't understand the Ramban. The Ramban considers the mitzvah of dinim to be only the first part. That's what the Ramban says. Establish courts and judge. This is what you have to do. You have to judge the people. But that is merely a kum v'asei. So the whole pshat of the Rambam, that the Bnei Shechem were killed because they were over on dinim, according to the Rambam, the way he explains dinim, it is just the kum v'asei. There's no sheval ta'asei. So that can't be. That is the hasoga of the Rambam against the shitta of the Rambam. What pshat in the Rambam?
I found in Sefer Yad Rama, one of the Rishonim, has a Pirush on Sanhedrin, so he gives a slightly different explanation to the Teretz of the Gemara, when the Gemara says the Dinim is not just a Kumvasei, it is a Kumvasei and a Sheval Tasei. So the Yad Rama says as follows, I quote, Sheval Tasei Nameike, Shev Ve'al Todin Din Ovel. We're talking about the Din. We're not talking about private people, the way the Ramban and Rashi seem to understand. We're still talking about the judicial system. There's a mitzvah to appoint dayanim, and these dayanim have a mitzvah to judge people. Now, every matbeya has two tzvodim. It is two tzvodim of the same matbeya. You have to judge the way the din is, and you're not meant to pervert justice. But we're talking to the dayanim. We're not talking about anything else. So therefore, instead of making two separate chalokim of this mitzvah of dinim, which is the shita of the Ramban, and the Ramban says one of them is bekum vasei, that is the chelik for the dayanim, and the other chelik is for each individual, that is civil law. The Ramban and the other Ramah seem to learn differently. We're only talking about dayanim. Dinim is hilchas dayanim, basically, nothing else. And in the dayan has two tzedolim for his din. Either he is done with tzedek ubemishpot, or he is ma'avis as hadin. So mimeila, since in any case, every single psak that a judge has to deliver, has to give, has these two tzedolim, the Gemara was meaning to say that, even if he'll be oivel bekum va'asei, but dinin mitzad atzmoy is a mitzias of a kum va'asei, and a sheval ta'asei. Mimeila, even in a case where you'll be oivel on a kum va'asei, it should still be considered as a mitzvah, which is be'etzem, a sheval ta'asei, and therefore, there is a chiyuv misa. So dinin is taka a yoytze min haklal, as we see in the Gemara, even if a person is oivel bekum va'asei, he's not perverting justice, but he's just not being mekayim justice, that is also considered as being oivel, even though it's just bekum vasei, it doesn't make a difference whether bekum vasei or b'shev al tasei, there is a chiyuv hariga, that is the shitta of Rambam. I found the true in the Chasam Sofer, Chelik Vav Simin Yudalit, who says that the emes, the Rambam is also masking to the Ramban, that there must be a certain system of civil law included in dinah. There's no such a thing that dinim should be just hilchas dayanim. But the difference between the Rambam and the Ramban is that the Ramban tells us that civil law is part of dinim. The Rambam considers that to be chelik of gezer. Because in any case, all these dinim that the Ramban mentioned before, they are byproducts, come on, say in English, of the issur of gezeila. So the Chasam Sofer makes a cheshbon in this machlokes of the Rambam and the Ramban, where to include it. The Gemara says there is sheva mitzvahs, and all the sheva mitzvahs are zorosan zui misosan. There's no yotze min haklal. All sheva mitzvahs. Now, the Ramban had a problem with the shita of the Rambam, since according to the Rambam's explanation, dinim is just a kum va'asei, and on a kum va'asei, the Gemara says that there's no chiyuv misa. Therefore, the Ramban had to snatch, to take away all these byproducts of Gezel and include them into Dinim. And that, according to the Ramban, is the Pshat in the Gemara. There is Kum Va'asei, and there is Sheva Al Ta'asei. The Kum Va'asei is the Hilchas Dayonim. The Sheva Al Ta'asei is the civil law that every individual has to observe. The Ramban didn't have that problem. The Chasam Sofer doesn't go into why the Ramban didn't have this problem. We explained Lefi, the Shita of the Yad Rama. So the Rambam didn't have this problem with the Kum Va'asei v'Shev Al Ta'asei. Therefore, the Rambam leaves all the byproducts of Gezel with Gezel, and therefore there is no need for the Rambam to add them on to Dinim. But there is no machlokes halacha lemaisa. It makes sense, because the lashon of the Rambam in Perik Tes Halacha Tes Meilchas Melochim is Benoyach Chayev al Gezel, Echod Agoizel, Oya Goinev Momoin, Oya Goinev Mefoshes, somebody who kidnaps, Oya Koivish Schar Sochir, Vekayoitzeboy. So the Rambam himself mentions already Koivish Schar Sochir, and it tells us Kayoitzeboy, all the byproducts of Gezel are also included in Gezel, and not in Dinim, as the Rambam wants us to. Now, there's one detail that still needs to be clarified. What is the exact nature of this civil law that we're talking about? Is it something that has to be equal or at least based on the Yiddish halacha, Parashas Mishpatim, as we mentioned before, or any type, any system of social order that the Chachmei HaMedina, the parliament, every Medina, or Medina Kiksove, Kiddushoinai, have worked out Dine Yosher, the Seichel, something that the Seichel is Mechayev. What is that exactly? What is the civil law that we're talking about? So there is a tshuva in the Ramah, Simen Yud, famous tshuva, who deals with this problem. I would like to give a very short historical background to this tshuva, very interesting. 460 years ago, in the year 1550, the Erech lived in Padova. Padova is a town in northern Italy. Sainty Jew called Meir Katzenelberg Zechoyne Livroch, who is better known to us as the Bala Tshuvas Maharam Padova. I just mentioned his family name for you to know that he was not Italian originally. He was not a Sfard, he was an Ashkenazi. Don't misunderstand me, nothing against Italians or Sfardim, chas v'sholem. You'll hear in a minute why I mentioned this detail. The Maharam Padova did lots of choshev things in his life, and one of the things that he did was, it was the early days of printing. So the Maharam Padova took all the manuscripts of the Rambam, he checked them, he went through them and corrected them, and he made a completely new print of the Rambam. I don't think it was the first print of the Rambam, it was definitely one of the very early prints of the Rambam. Another novelty that the Maharam Padova added was the famous Hagoyes Maimonides. Hagoyes Maimonides was a Talmud of the Rosh of the Maharam Rotenburg, not sure, I think of the Maharam Rotenburg. And that was the first edition, printed edition of the Hagoyes Maimonides. That was the Maharam Padova. Now, in order to publish, in order to undertake this project, the Maharam Padova went into a partnership with a Gentile, with a Goy, for, probably for financial reasons, for technical reasons, but by taking this Goy, Mr. X, he had to exclude another Goy, Mr. YZ, who was also interested in doing this job with him, in this partnership, but for some reason, we don't know why, I don't know why, the Maharam Padova decided on the first one and not on the other one. And this other Gentile got very annoyed about it, and as soon as the new Rambam came out, he also bought a sefer, bought a copy, and he reprinted it without asking permission to the Maharam Padova, with all the novelties, with the Hagoyes Maimonides, and he sold it for less. Very underpriced, and of course caused lots of damage to the Maharam Padova and his shutter. So the Maharam Padova was probably one of the first cases of this sort of theft. early days of printing, I don't think that when Divrei Torah were manuscript, I don't think people used to do these sort of things. So the Maharam Padova turned to the Ramon in Kroke, very far away. Because he was an Ashkenazi, he didn't turn to the Gdoyle Sfarad. The Bais Yosef was alive. I think the Bais Yosef at the time was already in Eretz Yisrael, the Gdoyle in Italy as well. Maharam Padova, I think, came originally from Brisk. Can't get more Litvish than somebody who comes from Brisk. So he turned to the Ramo, who was the Godel Hador, the accepted authority amongst the Ashkenazim at the time. And this is a tshuva that the Ramo wrote about this issue. So the Ramo says something very, very interesting. When the Gemara deals with the source of the Isser of Dinim, the Gemara brings two shittas. There is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yochanan says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam HaRishon, the Pasuk says in any case, Vayitzav, Hashem Elokim Esa Adam, to be in Gan Eden, what he could do, what he couldn't do. And the Gemara says, "Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam leima mikol eitz hagan ochel toichat." Vayitzav elu hadin. V'chinu eimer ki yedativ leman asher yitzav ezbonav. We find the same terminology: tzivui tzav leman asher yitzav ezbonav achlo, which is dinim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yitzchok, he says, "Vayitzav zuavi dezore." Dinim we learn from Elokim, because we find the pasuk says, Adu Elokim, Yovid Var Shneim, Venika Balabais El Elokim, says in Parshas Mishpatim. That is Dine. But Arnon says there is an Afkemin El Maise between the two. It's not just a theoretical machloikis, what is the source of Dine, but they have a machloikis Aloch El Maise. If the source is from the times of Avraham Avinu, the Leman Asher Yitzav Achro of Avraham Avinu, although we know that Avraham Avinu for himself kept Kol HaTorah Kula, afil Eiruv Tavshilin, although that in itself is also not so clear, is it mamish the same kim as we had various shittas in Mefarshim about it, but as Beisrei Achrav and all the people who were the Nilvim Eilov, they were Mekayim Sheva Mitzvahs. This is what Avraham taught them, no doubt about it. So this kind of Lemana Shevitzavah, this kind of dinim, does not refer to the dinah Yisoet, says the Ramon. But Rabbi Yitzchok, who learns it from the Mikra Balabais El Elohim, this is Parshas Mishpatim, we're already talking about after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, the dinim are dinah Yisroel. So Mimele, dinim, even the dinim of the Goyim, should really be a copy, based on, at least, of the dinah Yisroel. If we think about it, it really means that the Goyish judges should be starting to learn Bobe Kama, Bobe Metzia, Bobe Basra. I can't really see them do so. I can't see them in our yeshivas and our kolelim. I'm not so clear. The interesting thing about it is that the Ramo paskens like Rabbi Yitzchok, brings various rayas that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yitzchok. So the dine ha-goyim, the civil law, should really be based on mishpotim of Klal Yisroel. Mimele, it seems as if the Ramon had doubts whether such a theft was punishable according to Italian law, according to the law which was there in those times. But according to the Yiddish law, it is definitely considered as a mazik and as a geneva. So therefore, the Ramon says that Avada, the people have he gave out an issur of the people to buy the copy of this other goy who also printed, and even though they had to pay that bit more for it. That is another chilek of the tshuva of the Ramon. How much more does a person have to pay in order to buy the same product from a yid and not to buy it from a goy? But this is a different issue. Nafkimina, halacha lemaisa, about what the civil law is, the Chasam Sofer says, is one allowed to give shoichat? If somebody has a dispute with a Gentile, and you go to Goyish court, now, the Goyish court is very unlikely to paskin like the Yiddish halacha. So the Chasam Sofer says, in case he paskins like the Yiddish halacha, you can't give him shoichat, because this is what the halacha says. But if he paskins differently than the Yiddish halacha, in that case, one could give him shoichat in order to make sure that he should paskin in the Yiddish way. Not to free you from all charges. Shalei kadim. We're talking about him to be mechayiv you according to the way that you would be mechuyev al pidim Torah. One more nafkimina. I'll tell you a story that happened 25 years ago. The mechutn of Mr. Borden, who's the sponsor of tonight, is my oldest brother. His name is Moshe. At the time, he learned in a public school. And the teacher asked him to write something about social security, unions, everything benegea to the rights of the workers, in the eyes of the Yiddish halacha. That's what he was interested in. So my brother called me up and he said, what should I do? Gemara says in Sanhedrin, not just the Goy Shoras Chayiv Misa, but the Goy Oisek Batoir is also Chayiv Misa. We learned from the Pasuk, Moiroso, Moishe Moiroso, it's like the Torah is Moiroso, Dafke, the Klal Yisrael. In any case, the Goy is Chayiv Misa. And Tosafot says in Chagige that a Yid who teaches Torah to a Goy is over on Lifnei Iver, Lifnei Michshel, since he's not supposed to learn Torah. So what should he do? So at the time, Rabbi Yashiv Shlita was angezint, was still very reachable, very easy to reach, and I went into him, and after waiting just a few moments, I told him this shaila, and Rabbi Yashiv said, what's the problem? This is dinim. This is what dinim is about. So at the time, Rabbi Yashiv definitely took on that the dinim are the dinim Yisrael, because this is what this teacher was interested in. But if the halacha would have been like Rabbi Yochanan according to the Ramah, then there would be no heter whatsoever to tell the goyim what our dinim are. But seemingly, the halacha is according to the Ramah in any case that civil law of the goyim should be based on Torah Yisrael. Maybe the Moshiach Mashiach will be ready to accept that. Until then, I don't know. And yeah, that's it for today then.